Vaydaber Hashem al Moshe Bahar Sinai Leimor. The parsha begins the mitzvah of Shmita. Darbel bnei Yisrael v'marta aleihem ki savoyu el haaretz asher ani noisein lochem v'shov saaretz Shabbos laHashem. What is ki savoyu laaretz? Ki savoyu? Where? El haaretz asher ani noisein lochem. Then there's a halacha of Shmita. Zok the Heilig Torah's Koyane. Steht in Mishnah. Was steht in Mishnah an this Pasuk? Ki savoyu laoretz yochel mishabo lever ayardein. Moshe Rabbeinu broadcast al teva ayardein, which eventually became Eretz Israel. Talamoyel el haoretz, haoretz am yuchedet. Asher ani noisein lochem, asher ani noisein lochem, v'loy la'amonu moyov. If you come to Amonu Moyov, there's no chiyuv over there. Minar natoim kivshua v'loy chilku, chilku l'mishpochas v'loy chilku l'batayovois, chilku l'batayovois, v'en kalechom nakez chilku yochel yuchayovim b'shmita. Talmud loymar sodcho, sodcho loy tizra. It's only once they had sodus which were mechulokim. She kolechon veechon makir sodeyu karmocho, she echon veechon makir es karmoy. Nimtzei su ato ime. Kevot shov Yisrael sayardein, nischayvu b'chalo u'ba'orlo u'b'chodosh. Once they passed the yardein, they were nischayvu b'chalo, orlo, u'chodosh. Higiyah shishoser b'nisan, nischayvu b'oimer. Shon chamishim yoyim, nischayvu and Shavuos b'shtei alechem. The Yudalid Shana, 14 years later, after Chiluk v'Kibush, Nischayvu b'maisres, v'hischilu moinim l'shmita. They began counting the years for Shmita. Only Yudalid Shekibush v'Chiluk weren't, there was no Chiv Shmita till the Kibush and Chiluk. And they began counting after Yudalid Shana Shekibush v'Chiluk. Okay? When did it begin? Yudalit Shona Acha Shekibshu V'chilku. God, it comes out that it is Shemitah to be Yisrael, but it happens to be, because Klal Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael year 2. Right? 14 years later, was Kibush v'Chiluk, it divides into four, into seven, exactly. But that's happened, it's what no, happens, but l'maisa, halachically, it happens to be, meaning, because there's no significance of the fact that it's Shemitah for B'yasar Elam or anything. The Shemitah began from the Shonim Shekibush v'Chiluk, Achar Kibush and Chiluk. That's when it began being Moine Shemitah. Okay, now, the Taich over here is Azoy. There's Halach and Rambam, Surya. What's considered Eretz Yisrael legabi Shmita, midor Raisa, or legabi all mitzvahs at least baretz? So the halacha is azoy. Surya is only chayv midrabanan. Explains the Rambam why is Surya only chayv midrabanan in mitzvahs at least baretz. Hari Surya was part of Eretz Yisrael al yidei Besdin. Now the halacha of Eretz Yisrael is very interesting. Once Klal Yisrael conquer, have a kibush, and they're mekadesh all of Eretz Yisrael, are they kibush? Then any other land that they'll be koivish and added on to Eretz Yisrael will also have kedusha saaretz legabi mitzvah sapluyas baaretz. Dovid HaMelech conquered Syria, and Jews settled in Syria. Zok the Rambam, why doesn't it have mitzvah sapluyas midoritz midoraisa? Because he conquered it before he conquered the whole of Eretz Yisrael. Had he conquered first the whole of Eretz Yisrael, meaning the parts, let's say Yerushalayim, was only conquered at a later point. The Yevusi still, there were still pockets in Eretz Yisrael where the Shiva, the Kenani, Chita, Amori, Prizi, Yevusi were still had places, pocket holes throughout Eretz Yisrael. It was only later in the time of Shlomo HaMelech, David waged wars, and he was cleaning Eretz Yisrael up from all of the Shiva Umos. It was only in time of Shlomo HaMelech that properly there was a proper tranquility when the whole of Eretz Israel was nichbash to Jews, and all the Kenani Chita and Amori Prizi were all thrown out of Eretz Israel, killed or thrown out. But Bizman David, when he conquered Syria, there still were parts of Eretz Israel that were not nichbash. Shteit Rambam, Tzalachum Fureshis, Tanoim Shoin, that once Syria could get Kedushas Eretz only if it was nichbash after you kovish all of Eretz Israel. Once you kovish all of the areas hamuftochos, then you could add on other parts. But if you added on other parts before you were kovish Eretz Israel, before you kovish all of Eretz Israel, it's not niskadish. And that's the amkis v'shteito in the sifra. Shalev gives this extra explanation with the Mises. He says this touch in the Sifra. Ki savor la'aretz, ashe ani noisen lochem. If you kovish it, kedas v'chodin, in the way that I tell you to do it, ashe ani noisen lochem, first to conquer all of Eretz Israel, and only then you'll go to Syria, then it's going to be chayim midoraisa. But the whole dinei, shmiten, al mitzvah satuiz v'aretz, is only chal, on the aretz, ashe ani noisen lochem, that it's nichbash, in the oif, in the way the Torah, the Kadosh Baruch Hu tells us to be kovish Eretz Yisrael. Zog the pasuk weiter, v'shov z'oretz Shabbos laHashem. You have to be mashbis the oretz to keep shmita, not to do the melachos ha'asuris on shmita. It has to be a Shabbos laHashem. What's Shabbos laHashem? Says Rashi, l'shem Hashem. Just like the pasuk says by Shabbos Bereishis, it has to be that we have to keep Shabbos l'shem Hashem. So too, you have to keep the Shemitah l'shem Hashem. The pasuk makes an emphasis later on. Also, this is in pasuk Beis. Shei shonim tizras sodecha, v'shei shonim tizmor karmecha. As the Vayit of the Sifra says, whatever half a minute Shabbos maybe means you can't dig holes, you can't build a mikveh, kamash melon. Sheishonim tizra sadecha, sheishonim tizmar karmecha, vasafta tvosa, bashona shviz shabbos shabbos in yeloritz, from the melachas of that you're doing all the sheishonim, from melech ezri and from melech ezmir, and asifa kederech hoizfin. Zat the pasuk vayter, nochamol, bashona shviz shabbos shabbos in yeloritz, again, shabbos la Hashem. Sot choloi tizra, vescharmo choloi sizmar. What's the emphasis? Shabbos l'Hashem, l'shem Hashem. What's the nekuda l'shem Hashem? So there's another medrash here on the pasuk Sheishonim tizra sodecha v'sheishonim tizmor karmecha. Why does the pasuk say Sheishonim tizmor sodecha v'sheishonim tizmor karmecha? The pasuk should just say Sheishonim tizra sodecha v'tizmor karmecha. Why is the pasuk repeating nochamol Sheishonim, Sheishonim? Zok the medrash, the lashon of the medrash is more or less as a. Im ato mishamer shmita kihilchosa, harei ato mishamer shmita achas. What's this? Shteit in medrash, the medrash is saying, if you'll keep shmita kahalocha, you'll only have to keep one shmita, and you'll be able to be sheishonim zereya the soda and sheishonim being zomer the kerem. What's shteit on? There, pshat is asoy. As they stay right in the Maril, it's pushed up shot in the Medrash. Nowadays, you'll never find any farmer who knows what he's doing. You'll never find farmers who plant the same crops for 2 years straight, or even if they do 2 years, the third year they're definitely not going to plant the same crop anymore. Why not? It ruins the earth. The earth can't, it needs a change of crops because every single crop takes different minerals out of the earth. It doing the same crop twice over, 1 year after the other year, it ruins the oritz. The oritz loses its koyach to be able to continue being matzmiach that min. It's not shy. So 1 year you do this, and 1 year you plant something else. You alternate between the years. That's all if you don't have the special schus of Shemitah. The special schus of Shemitah is Sheishonim Tizra Sodecha. That's what the Medrash over here is telling. Why the Pasuk says V'sheishonim Tizmor Karmecha. You'll be able to do the same thing for 6 years straight. imatim sham shmita kilchoso, the Oretz will have so much koyach, it will be able to give you the sheishonim tizasodecha and the sheishonim tizmar karmecha. You can keep doing the same thing. Imatim sham shmita kilchoso, you won't have to keep more than one shmita. That's what the pasuk is always also coming to make an emphasis. You sometimes hear from certain farmers who their intentions are good, they're trying to see the good in the mitzvahs, they'll say, well, it's such a wonderful thing to keep Shemitah. The earth needs a break once in 6 years. You can't have it working all the time. It's not good for the crops. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us this special mitzvah of Shemitah. Thank Hashem who's taking such good care of us, etc., making sure that it's a great thing to keep Shemitah. It does come to Teretz Yisrael. The benefits that Kadosh Baruch Hu gives a Shemitah, it's all nice to appreciate it all. But that's not your purpose in keeping Shemitah. V'shov Zohar is Shabbos LaHashem. And that's what the Pshat and Rashi is. L'shem Hashem. K'shem Shenava B'Shabbos B'Reishis. Why do we keep Shabbos? Oy. Kvod HaRav, you tell me Mashi Shabbat. שאני עושה בשביל השבת, השבת עושה בשבילי. הייתי נראה כמו בהמה. כל השבוע לעבוד, לעבוד, לעבוד. קצת להיות עם המשפחה, קצת לנוח, לא להיות כמו בהמה, כל הזמן לעבוד, לעבוד, לעבוד. It's all good and true. It's all true. Aber, we keep Shabbos, because Hashem told us to keep the Shabbos. It's true to appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Maton of Shabbos. Good. These are all side benefits. That's not our reason that we're keeping Shabbos. We keep Shabbos even if it would be a killer. Even if it would mean that we'd have to slave in who knows what. We keep Shabbos because Hashem told us to keep Shabbos. We keep Shabbos like Shabbos Bereishis. Zeich Lamasa Bereishis. The Tzivu Yaboyer to keep Shabbos. It's true. Everything that I just told you from the end of taxi drive, Avad is Emes Lamito. That there's no side benefits, but not that, that's not the reasons what we're doing it for. And it makes the whole difference. And that's what the pasuk is making an emphasis. Don't keep Shemitah for the sake of the earth. Shabbos LaHashem. And that's the pasuk. It says it the second time over. It's Mefush. This pasuk of Shana Rashi. Shalib Weiter. He says it so beautifully. He has in the Drosha. Shabbos Shabbos Niyel Oretz. But so Zayna Shabbos LaHashem. The pasuk came to emphasize it a second time. The kavana has to be pure. The reason has to be pure. We're doing it l'shem Hashem. L'shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The truth of the matter is, I want to be mekatzer on this idea. I have so many other things we're still at point to speak about. But the Netziv in Shir HaShirim speaks many, many times on the special qualities of the Ma'il of Klal Yisrael, which the whole Shir HaShirim is a Shir of Ahava, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Yisrael, on the special Ma'ilus of the Jewish nation, the DNA of the Jewish nation, the Shleimus HaMidos, the Tahara, the Kedusha, the Dveikus in HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we have in our essence, and who we are and what we are as Jews. Shir HaShirim is full of praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Klal Yisrael, pointing out the special qualities of Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael pointing out the special relationship we have and the special praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ahava to us. It's Yisrael's Ahava to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ahava to Yisrael. Now in Shir HaShirim there's many, many psukim that describe very special qualities of Klal Yisrael. The Netziv throughout Shir HaShirim over and over, many times, places, points out, one of the greatest milas of Klal Yisrael are that their Shleimus HaMidus that they have is L'Shem Shamayim. Midus have to be acquired that they become a person's nature. That becomes what the person is. That becomes his own Mahus, his own Metzius. But it's all with the Mahalach and Hashkofa of that it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvah to us to be that way. And that's why we're doing it. We don't keep the mitzvahs, and we don't perfect ourselves in midas because of any other reason but the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvah us to be kind of these special qualities and these special midas. The midas ha-hatova and the midas ha-chesed that a Jew has to have in his
DNA, as his nature, the disgust that a Jew has to have from the Midas Rois, of Achzorius, of Kinna, of Sinna, the herchik that a person has to have from Leisainu Ishis Amitai, not to cause pain to another Jew, all of these Midas, we have to acquire them to become our nature, but the reason why we have to acquire them is right because of Tzivui HaBoirei. It's not because it's a right thing and a nice thing and a thing on its own that should be acquired. It's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us that we should be mekashet ourselves with these midos and with these mitzvahs. I'll add, the Rambam in Mor Nevuchim says that in every mitzvah there's side benefits. Gashmi is the world that come about to be. L'mashal Arla. Rambam says Arla fruits are not healthy. Are not health. Shtetin Rambam, or the fruits are not health. Zogt Rebchai, on this Rambam, Mdav good lane in the Rambam. Some stupid person, Shalai Kora Veloshana, will just read the Rambam, Shitchi, and think, oh, Kodesh Baruch Hu told us we have to take care of our health, and therefore, we shouldn't eat Arla. On the same line, so if I'm allergic to gluten, or I have a sensitivity to gluten, just like Hashem told all people not to eat Arla, I'm a chuyav also not to eat gluten in the same way, or maybe even more. It's going to have a worse effect on my health, gluten, than it's going to have on this little nakud of Arla fruits. I can prove it scientifically, that it's not so not healthy, and gluten is mamish not healthy for me. And stupid das balabatim, you know, you can maybe come up with such a krumis svara. Zok Reb Chaim, pointing with Avgut Lein in the Rambam Moira. The Rambam is saying that there's every mitzvah happens to have side benefits, but it's wrong and stupid to say that that's the reason of the mitzvah, because the Welt geht punkt verkehrt. The world was created punkt the opposite mahalach. Kadosh Baruch Hu first gave the mitzvah of Arla. Istakel bo eraisu bora alma. Kadosh Baruch Hu first created the Torah. And based on the blueprint of the Torah, he created the world. Hashem Konani Reishis Darkoi. It's not that Arla is also because it's not healthy. Stupidity. There's only fruits and trees because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the mitzvah of Arla. The health was created based on Fakir. Because Arla is Aser, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also Matbiyah and the Briya that it's not so healthy. That's not the reason of the mitzvah. Reb Chaim said, Noch Asach Weiter. Why is Kibud Avayim the basis of Midas Toivis? The basis of all Yesoidus of Hakoras HaToiv? Why is Kibud Avayim so important to the Aleph base of Midas? It doesn't begin since Midas Toivis are to be Mechabed Avayim. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the mitzvah of Kibud Avayim. Chaim had gesagt, since there's a mitzvah of Kibud Avayim, and Hushva Moira'om, the Moira Mokoyim, Hushva Kvoidam, the Kvoidam Mokoyim, it's such a special mitzvah, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu created humanity in a way that human beings will be born from a father and from a mother. Seipzachon Fakert. Weil es ist da mitzvah von Kibud Avayim, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave a world that human beings are created from parents and gave them parents. Kadosh Baruch Hu create the ganze Torah and the mitzvahs is the yesod of the whole Bria. Now today in the Bria, Avad, the yesod of all mitzvahs is Kibud Avayim. And a person is not mechabed avayim, it's as if he's mivaza kodesh baruch hu. If a person doesn't have proper moira kibud avayim, it's as if he has no moira mokoy. Hushva moira hushva poidim chavoy da mokoy. Avad? Noch mehr. In the end of this week's parasha, end of parasha is Bechukai Sai. We have there's a mitzvah of Tmura. The Isser of Tmura, the love of Tmura, the halacha is Chol Maisa Boker Tzoyin Kol Asher Yavutach Sashim V'Tasir Kodesh LaHashem. And there's a love, Lo Yavakir Ben Toiv L'Rav V'Lo Yimirenu. It's also to be Meimir. once the Chalitz Kedusha is Chal on a carbon, there's a lav d'oraisa of making a tmura, being mekadish another animal instead of this one. Both become kodesh. Before that, there's a whole parsha of pidyoin, zdecherem, gulas sodois, erechin, and there's halacha to be moisif. The person is poide. Something which he was magdish to podaber kachav Yosef chamishi soyolov. If someone else is poide, someone is magdish something, and then he wants to be poide. Halacha is, if he's poide for himself, he has to be Moisif Chaimish. If someone else is poided, he's poided with whatever the value is. What's the difference? Zog the Rambam, end of Hilchas Tmura. A tremendous, tremendous Yisod. And after this, and good wissen, this Rambam. Yiroeli. Are you Yiroeli from the Rambam? The end of Hilchas Tmura. Yerali, Shazesh Shomer Akosuv, Oyahu Tmurasu Yakoidesh. That which the Torah gave us the mitzvah of Tmura, that someone who's Maimir according to the Chalis Kedushas Chalan both. Kinyan Shomer, Vima Magdish, Yigalis Basiv, Yosef Chamishis Kesef Erkecholov. If someone is Magdish his house, and then he himself wants to be poided for himself, he has to add Chamishis Achoimish. Yor the Torah, the Seif Machsheves Odom. The Ktsas Yitzroi Hara, Ktsas Loshen of the Kotze, the end of his Yitzroi Hara. Kadosh Baruch Hu understands, he's the creator of human nature. She Tivoi Shel Odom Noite Laharbo Is Kinyonai. The Tev of a person is to be marbe his Kinyonim. Velochus Al Memoinai. Vaaval Pishenodar Vihigdish. Efshe Shechozar Boy. He might have Charota. He made a Neder and he was Magdishit for Kadosh Baruch Hu. V'nicham, v'yivde b'poches mishavyo, and he'll be paid with less than its true value. Omra Torah, podel atzmai. If he's doing it for himself, Yosef Chaimish. V'chenim higdish beim kedushas haguf, shema yachzer boy. V'kevin shen yochlev doiso, he'll want to switch with another one. Yachlifenu b'pchusim imenu. He'll switch with a beim which is worse off. V'mtitel rishus lachmiv hara. In Yofe, Yachlifa Yofe Bura, V'yerma Tovu. Therefore, the Torah says it's always also to change. And even when you realize, hey, this korban, it's a weak animal. It was a mistake. I really meant to be Magdish. I wanted to, like Hevel. I wanted to bring my best animal, and I made a mistake. I was Magdish this one. Let me switch it. I'll say the kedusha on this girl, this little skinny animal should be chal on this big fat grace sheep. Torah says, awesome. Le'achifenu rabbi toiv v'toiv barav. The Torah gives you permission to do this. You'll come a different time to be ma'amav, maybe rabbi toiv, and therefore the Torah doesn't allow you. Okay. The Rambam is giving time in mitzvahs. Lashon Reb Chaim, what we taste from the mitzvahs. Avishtei do'asach mer from in Rambam. V'chol eilu advorim k'dei lokuf yitzroi v'letakein de'yosov. V'roiv dinei ha'toirah. Roiv din ator einan ele eitzois me rochoik mi godol ha eitzo le takin ha deois uli yasher kol ha maisim. Roiv din e hatoira are here to straighten out our midas. Roiv din e hatoira verte from Rambam, Helig Rambam. Einon ele eitzes merochik migodla haitzo letakin hadeyos veliyasher kol hamaisim, to strain out all of our actions. V'cheinu oimer halikasavti choshalishim b'mayeitzois v'das lo yidiyacho koishet, the beauty of imrei emes lahoshiv amorim emes l'sholchecho. State in Rambam that roiv dinei ha-toyre are in order to purify humanity, to make them have wonderful special midos. Okay, Vashteito. So now, weiter on the the kudu which we were saying before. Midas are the absolute tachlis, one might think. And the Torah is given in order to straighten out the midas. That's Azishtin Rambam. And it's not far off from the truth. But it's not the truth. Meaning, there is no midas which are, so to speak, outside the Torah, and the Torah is coming to serve the midas and give us a whole way of life in order that we should become Bali midas. Rather, the Taich is Azoi. There's the ultimate prince, the Mamleches Koyhanim, the Goy Kodosh, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants us to become. That Turidika Jew that Hashem wants us to be, that prince of a human being that He wants us to be, the Torah is not just that we should do actions, it's to uplift us and to change our whole mahus to be that Turidika prince. That's what the Rambam is saying. It's a Turidika prince that we have to become. What's Keveya? What are good midos? The Torah is kevet what good midos are. We have to become that get l'chamesh, that ish eloiki, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to become, and therefore the Rambam is saying that Roiv Dina Torah have a deeper kavana, not just the simple act to go with the Shuras Hadin, with the Halacha, and to bend ourselves to the Halacha. By bending ourselves absolutely to the Halacha, not budging from the Shuras Hadin, it uplifts us, it changes us, it makes us to be that prince of a human being that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be. To be that get lecha mensch. That's the purpose. Dinei HaTorah uplift a person, change a person, mekadosh a person. Every yochid as a yochid, and the nation as a nation. Klal Yisrael, the Am HaNivchar, who we were zoiche, that Kadosh Baruch Hu was boiros lechvoidoi, He was mavdilas from the toyim, the nosalon teras emes. On a national level, the Jewish people are an uplifted, changed, distinct race in its DNA, in its kedusha, in its midas toivis, in its shleimus. The Torah, the mitzvahs of all of our Zaydis over the thousands of years of Mesiras Nefesh, it creates a mitzvah of every single Jew, Ba'asher Rusham, is a whole different mahus, is a different mitzvah. Even, and that's weiter, as much as the Netzivim Shir Hashirim points out, how the godless of Klal Yisrael is that the Shleimus Amidus is coming from Tzivu Yashen, the Netziv Vayter and Asach Pesukim Sheyashim shows that a Jew, just by his etzem DNA, even if he's not Dovuk in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just by his essence, and even if he's Reikonim Shebecha, are Meleim Mitzvahs Kerimoy, and they are absorbed from these special, tremendous, beautiful midas of all the generations, the lineage that every Jew comes from. A fragment is, how could it be, is a ger, what's his madrega? A ger's madrega's kedusha is only shaykh, ad gama his dovuk in Yisrael. And even then, Avad, there's miuchosim, Klal Yisrael, Nenshkin Geirim, have a tremendous, tremendous mila over Geirim. Kohol. Because every single Maise Toiv and Midas Toivis that was done by our Zaydis is imbued in our Etzem Metzias, in our whole Mahus of who we are, what we are, as we discussed. The Klal Yisrael went through the Shibud Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took out from Mitzrayim only those Yidden who would be able to, that they would be the basis of being Shaykh to be Mekabel the Torah. Klal Yisrael, who went through the 40 Shana Bamidbar with a tremendous, tremendous Madrega, went through the hundreds and hundreds of years in Eretz Yisrael. Every single matziv of Klal Yisrael was to purify and to uplift and to change and to keep us in place with all the challenges. Does it gebuyt a mitzias von the shleimus hatiferes of what a Jew is all about? Speak about it. I can only say one thing. Nebuch, Ed Chasen Gatmit. He didn't know what looking for a Jew is. He was looking for someone's money. Someone's power. As if there's something to it. If a person knows to appreciate what is Ayid, what is Midas Toivis, what is Kedusha, what is Tahara. Kinoilam Haze idos nisht. It's nisht Kinoilam Haze. What's the purpose? What's the purpose of life? So Zayin Ayid is good. To be Dovik and Jews is good. I prepared a lot of nekudas to speak about. As time is running away, there's one more nekuda on this line for its importance that I can't miss out. In Parshas Bechukosai, when we begin discussing, when the Torah begins bringing the slipping away from the Mahalach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in Reinu Lo Tishmu Li, it begins, where all the problems begin from? If a person licked nicht in learning, if a person's cup, head, is not occupied with the lomdus of a sugya, that's where all the problems begin. All the tzaras always begin from that. It's the judicial mikra. In bechukosai teleichu is what? Shetu amelim batera. Your omol is in learning. Vushtetus in bechukosai teleichu? It's a way of life. It's the way you live. How do you wake up? A shift. That's living a life in lomdus, being a lamdan, being a tamar chacham, being occupied in learning. And Nebuch, where's all the problems begin? Im loy tishmuli, leisas et kol mitzvos eile, then bechukosai timosu, mishpatei tigal nafshechem. And the list begins over here. The bilti asis is coming to Yisai. Lahafrachem is brisi. So Rashi brings. Where do all the problems begin? Vim loy tishmuli, says Rashi, there's seven madregis zula malamizu. Im loy tishmuli yis amelim batoiro. Viludas mijush chachomim. The problems begin when a person is not omel in Torah. A person creates other passions for himself. A person doesn't create the passion to learning. He's not passionate in his learning. Erlik nisht in learning. Im loy tishmu li liyos amelim batoyro. V'ladas mijush chachomim. Then, v'loy tasu. Mishi loy tilmedu. Loy tasu arish te'averis. What comes afterwards? You first, you don't learn. Secondly, you don't observe the Torah the way you should. What's the third stage? The third step? Vim bechukosai timasu. You're moyes the chukim. Now what does it mean you're moyes the chukim? You don't like the chukim at Torah? Says Rashi, moyes ba'acherim ha'oisim. You're moyes in the others who do. You hate the frumis. The guys are doing what they should be doing. What's the next one? Mishpotai tigal nafshechem. You nigal from the mishpotim. What does that mean? Soinei hachachonim. You soinei the rabbonim. You soinei the chachonim. The bilti asois. What's the next stage? Number five. Moineya es acherim mi asois. You're moineya. You can't see someone else who's doing, and you stop him from doing. You hate those frumis, you hate those rabbonim, then you fight them. You become part of the Yevisketzke. You don't allow the Jews to do the mitzvahs anymore. And then, as komitz voisai, koifer shalei tzivisen. Next, lahafricham is brisi, koifer beikar. Harisheva averis, harishoina goireres hashnia, v'chein ad hashvis, v'elein, loy lomad, it's somehow it goes together. The person's not on the right richnis dik madrega. One aver is gereris the next. You don't appreciate limud haTorah. You don't appreciate the halacha and diktuka mitzvahs. You stop doing the mitzvahs properly. A person stops doing the mitzvahs properly. Avera gereres avera. He comes to be moyes ba'acherim. He can't stand. What does moyes mean? Translation of moyes in English? Echo. What? Echo in Yiddish and in English, repulsed. Echo. Those frumis bother you. Those greasy Jews. Just can't stand them. And then you stand in the chachomim. You see, it's tremendous chachma. They hate the chachamim. Mitzvah gereres mitzvah, avera gereres avera. How careful does one have to be not to slip? We're all capable of slipping. Hishamu lochem pen yifte levavchem v'sarten v'avadetem Elohim acher. Says the Sifri on that posuk, Kevon shesor odom min haTorah. If a person separates himself from learning Torah, it doesn't take too long. Visartem va'avadetem lohim acherim miad hudovek avidut kirchov. It goes together. A person is not sticking to his learning the way he should, the way he could, he'll slip. If you don't go up, you go down. There's no remaining. In spirituality, we're always either up or we fall. And a person has to be careful from this midah. And fakert, how great is the midah of being oyeves hachachomim? There's a madrega where a person himself is not a Talmud Chacham. But the Gemara calls him, he's a rochim rabbonon. He loves chachomim. He's a dochil, there's a musig of someone who's a dochil me rabbonon. He has a yira, awe for chachamim. Someone who's a rochim rabbonon, even if he himself is not a talmud chacham, he's going to be zoiche chazal say to bonim talmid chachamim. Dochim rabbonon, zoiche to sons-in-law talmid chachamim. And if he's properly, has also the rochim and also the dochim. He'll also eventually become a Talmud Chacham. A person has to steig in these midos of loving Chachamim, having awe from Chachamim, that's loving the Torah, loving those who learn Torah, having awe from the Kedusha of someone who learns Torah. I'll add, loving Jews. Ahavas Yisrael. Now, Ahavas Yisrael doesn't mean, and Ahavas Yisrael means loving the Jews, the Jewish part of the Jew. And let's get it straight. As highly as I might be speaking, we all have to realize in every single one of us, the heart is split. There's the Chofetz Chaim half, and then there's the Hitler half. In each and every one of us. In each and every one of us, there's the Nekudah where we're able to bring ourselves to true Ahavas Yisrael, Madrega for the Chofetz Chaim, and there's that little part of us that hates Jewishness also. That little Amalek in there we all have. And that there's a mash of an anti-Semite in each and every one of us. How much do we have to be Machazik or Ahavas Yisrael? What does Ahavas Yisrael mean? It means loving the Jewish Jew. Loving the Jewishness of a Jew. Ahavas Yisrael doesn't mean some stupid cover-up to love Chilonim. Meaning to say, it's not coming to love Chiloniyut, to love Apikorsus, to be able to be Soivel Ra. Fakert. Ehevus Hashem Sin Ura. Someone who truly loves Hashem cannot be Soivel evil. He can't be Soivel Tumah. Hate. What, Rebbe, do you mean to say that they're not included in Avos Yisrael? I'll tell you what. Avos Yisrael means, see the Nekuda, the Nitzotze Eloiki may be in him, but so much more do you have to look for the Nitzotze Eloiki in the Talmud Chacham. How disgusting is it, Nebuch, to see those who use their Avos Yisrael, they can hate the Chachamim, they can hate the Frumis, but they love the Chiloni, they love the Russia, all in the name of Ahavas Yisrael, and they end up being, in the better case, being Megayer Shikta, in the worst case, getting married with a straight Shikta. All in the name of Ahavas Yisrael. Rachman al Islam mi haidaita. Rabbi Aryeh Levine is able to be an eye of every single Jew, Ba'asher Husham, to see in the Nitzotze Eloiki, to see in him the Gottlichkeit, from a craze over Ahava to every yeshiva bocher, to every bench kvetcher, to every frumak over there. Das is Ahavas Yisrael, das is the true Ahavas Yisrael. How misused is that word used? It's almost as misused as the word shalom by all the greatest rotzchem. We live in such a superficial chitzonish world, and the bentur, part of it, our training as a lamdan is to see through sheker and to see emes, to look for the emes. How truthful do we have to be within ourselves? We all have that little Hitler inside of us. I've told you this, I've shared with you before this mashal I had from Rabbi Shurkin. I heard it from when I was a young bacher. Someone walks into a simcha. I'll repeat it for the sake of clarity. Someone walks into a simcha, walks into a big, massive hall, and he sees there's a mizrach vant over there from the far. He sees it. Looks binoculars. He recognizes the Chofetz Chaim sitting there. Next to him, sitting Reb Baruch Ber. He doesn't recognize someone in between. Then he sees Reb Chaim Moiser. Chazanish, Malachim, Heilige Menschen. He's looking, who's sitting between Reb Chaim Moiser and Reb Baruch Ber? He looks well. He looks, that's Hitler. On the same table, on the same Mizrach van together, he looks on the other side from Chofetz Chaim, he sees Stalin. The world's worst behemoth. On the other side from Chazon Ish, he looks well. Was, where does, he sees, who's it, Golda Meir? We all got them right here. That's the mensch. We all have. There's a shtickel Hitler, a shtickel Stalin, Chofetz Chaim, Reb Chaim Moiser, Reb Baruch Ber, Golda Meir. We have all of those keiches all over here. In every yid. Be a sod, a yid is heilig from kopis fiz. But there's all that keiches in us. How careful do we have to be from that anti-Semite, that Amalek that's hiding a mashu in us, and to be oyves ha-Torah, oyves ha-Chachamim, oyev, to love those who do what they should be doing. To love the Chachamim. That's the way a person can become a Talmud Chacham. To love Torah, to love the Lomdei HaTorah, to see that getlachkeit, the godliness, the keach eloiki in the Talmud Chacham, in the tzaddik, in that erlich bocher, in that friend, in that chaver who's doing what he should be doing properly. Oy, halavai af mir gezok, I should also be that way. That have and someone who's a rochim rabbonon and a dochim rabbonon properly, himself will eventually become a Talmud Chacham if we have that right attitude. How much has to be encouraged and cultivated to appreciate it? How stupid and small-minded claim Kepeldik it is to go see Avos Yisrael, to use it to people who never, their shechita is a shechitas akum because they're not keeping Shabbos. Oh, but to find in them the mitzvah tzeliki, it's all very good and special, and it's true that afilu reikim shebucham alei mitzvahs kirimayin. But how so much more important it is to see in the Talmud Chacham the true Avos Yisrael, to love the Jewishness of the Jew. And it's a slip, and it's a mokim that has to be fixed. How I heard from my father Rabbi Yoshe Ber, with pain, described to him how in Berlin, in Germany, he observed the disgust that they had, some of them, I shouldn't say, to the Oist Yidden, to the Jews from the East. Those Eastern European Jews. They felt more comfortable, you know, with the culture German. The pain that he had repeating such an observation that he experienced in Berlin. Or the saying of the Chazon Ish on a certain person, I have to mention his name, no purpose, Hashem should forgive him, he should have a chelik in Gan Eden, he kept Shabbos, and he was zoich, he does have descendants who are Tamil Chachomim. He b'shaita in Europe was a rav. He came over here, became a very big political leader, and he had a certain sinas chachamim, and he publicly once stood in the Knesset and he said, "If the Charedim are going to be in Gan Eden and the Chilonim are going to be in Gehenim, I prefer to sit in Gehenna with the Chilonim than to sit in Gan Eden with the Charedim." So the Chazon Ish Nebuch said, "Nebuch, that's what's exactly what he's going to get." Finish Pasha. Finish off with a Shana Maisa. In the 20s. Rabbi Yosef Chaim was leading a battle here to keep the Chinuch going normally. Chaim Weizmann, after World War I, when the Yishuv over here was totally broken. World War I for Eretz Yisrael, I mean, for all of Europe, and Eretz Yisrael also was the beginning of the destruction of everything. But in Eretz Yisrael, there were over 25% of the Jews in Eretz Yisrael died from hunger during the war. From hunger alone. The Jews living in Eretz Yisrael at the time of World War I. It was a horrible, horrible matzav. Horrible matzav anitz. After World War I, Chaim Weizmann made sure to hold in his hands all of the funding of any relief that was coming from Europe. And while up till World War I, all of the different kupas of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, that Yishuv Eretz Yisrael that supported people living in Eretz Yisrael, and that was the base, that was a very strong basis of the Yishuv, Chaim Weizmann made sure that it all went into his hands, and he absolutely began taking over control over the whole Yishuv here in Eretz Yisrael. In the 20s, that was where Rabbi Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld was fighting, the head of the Yishuv in Yerushalayim, to help to keep a self-identity for the Yishuv of Shemrei Torah Mitzvahs, to be able to hold on to Yiddishkeit over here. He was a big fighter of Chaim Weizmann and of his people. So Abdallah, king of Transjordan, the Zayda of the guy there nowadays. Sent the shlichus to Rabbi Yosef Chaim. You're fighting the Zionists, I'm fighting the Zionists. Why don't we match up together? Yosef Chaim sent back. We're not fighting the same people, same enemy. He was sent back, but that was his zog that he said on this. It's not Shaykh. I'm fighting them for the 50% goy in them that they have. He's fighting them for the 50% yid in them that they have. We're not sharing the same enemy. Avad, even Nebuchadnezzar Chaim Weizmann, even in a golden Meir, even Nebuchadnezzar Henrietta Zold, but I already pronounced it in English, who was able to, 1946, as painful as it is to be able to even repeat the words, how she takes pride that Aliyat HaNoar, that was her youth organization that she had, how we managed to re-educate 600 teenagers coming from the diaspora. I was shocked that that's all it was, and she was taking such pride in that number in 1946. That's including everything she did with the Yaldei Tehran, etc. With such pride that we managed to re-educate them to be a new. Even Nebuch they, yes, they did have some nitzoits of Elokus in them. And a true Oiv Yisrael would be able to see a mashu of goodness in them for it and also have an Ahava. But so much more, if that's true, then a person who can see that in them, how much more does he have to see it in an Erlichi kid? And in a Jewish boy who's sitting and learning Aleph Beis? Mitzay Lange Peyes, and to be able to see that Kedusha and to be able to appreciate what a true Jewish Jew is? And if a person loves only that type of Jew who's barely recognizable as being Jewish, and he doesn't have that ahava to the real Jewish Jew, so obviously he's loving in that person the chelik achilonisha boy, the chelik of the Amalek and the chelik agoisha boy, and not the chelik of Yisrael shaboy. And it applies to each and every one of us also. Let's appreciate who we truly are. I'm Kodesh Atul Hashem Elokecha B'chol Bochei Adonai L'Am Tzvula Mikol HaAmim. We have in us tremendous ruchnias de kikoiches. We come, we stem from doirei of chavukim udvukim b'Kodesh Baruch Hu. Generations of Yidden who stuck HaKodesh Baruch Hu with all the nifsyonis. And we have that all in our whole essence and our whole being, who we are. And that shtikli yitzahara that we have, if we truly love Hashem, we'll hate that part in us, and we won't allow it to surface and to become part of our self-definition of what we are. We won't define ourselves by that shtikli amolek that we have in us. We'll come to love the kedusha of every Jew, the nekuda eliki of every Jew. And a person is zoyche to be a rochim rabbonon, to be love chachamim, to love tzaddikim, to have awe from tzaddikim, to have awe from chachamim, yehu gufei lahavitzur from rabbonim. He himself is zeichet to become a talmud chacham.